This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is laying out its plan for sharing 25 million unused COVID-19 vaccine doses with other nations. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
As vaccine demand drops at home, scores of countries have been asking the U.S. for doses. So far, only Mexico and Canada have received them, a combined 4.5 million. The White House says it'll share about 19 million doses with the UN-backed global vaccine program, with shots going to South and Central America, Asia, and Africa. Another 6 million will be sent to allies and partners like India and Iraq. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan's making clear the U.S. wants nothing in return.
We're not seeking to extract concessions. We're not extorting.
He says the aim is solely to help end the pandemic. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule, racing to head off what's expected to be a frantic push by the premier and his allies to derail a newly announced coalition. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
The new phase of political warfare began just hours after opposition leader Yair Lapid and his main coalition partner declared they had reached a deal to link a majority of the Knesset and form a new government. The announcement triggered a complex process likely to stretch over the next week, giving Netanyahu time to pressure coalition members ideologically aligned with him to quit the group. Now the question is whether the coalition of 61 votes would hold together through a vote of 120-member Knesset, and who would preside over that vote. I'm Zaria Shakili.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This